From NPR News, this is Day to Day. A global hedge fund appears to be on the verge of collapse. Carlyle Capital has defaulted on billions of dollars of debt. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, is this the Carlyle Group, the private equity firm that President George Bush advised in the early 1990s?
Well, Carlyle Capital is affiliated with the Carlyle Group, Madeline, and managers of the group own about 15% of this fund, Carlyle Capital, that we're talking about. It's one of 55 funds managed by Carlyle Group, and it was also the first Carlyle Group fund to go public last summer at $19 a share on an exchange in Amsterdam. So even though this is a hedge fund, it is available to anyone, people like me and you, on the open market in Amsterdam.
I see. And I'm sorry, you sound like you have a cold. So I hope you
I
can.
I do. I apologize.
That's okay. Just a few more questions. How does a hedge fund go from billions of dollars in assets to basically worthless?
Right. Well, Carlyle Capital did have $22 billion in mortgage-backed funds. There we have it. And the banks lent it most of that money, and they called and wanted their money back. It's called a margin call. But the fund couldn't come up with the cash, and when it couldn't meet the bank's demands, its shares started to fall. And now those shares have lost more than 98% of their value.
And this is just one hedge fund, right? But is the fear that it could spread?
Exactly. The fear, Madeline, is that this is just the beginning. Some other funds in the UK went under a few weeks ago. And the fear is that we're going to see more funds go down as money or liquidity gets harder and harder to get because of the credit crunch brought on by defaults on mortgages. And hedge funds rely on credit to finance their investments. And they can't get that easy credit anymore. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is a London-based fund manager from Seven Investment Group. He put it this way.
There are going to be more failures coming through. And in the words of, I think, the motto of the British Royal Tank Regiment, it's mud, blood and greenfields beyond. We're in the mud, we're seeing the first of the blood, and I'm afraid there's no sign of greenfields as yet.
So there you have it. No sign of greenfields and expecting more bloodshed.
Well, the Federal Reserve, trying to promote a few green fields, took action earlier this week to make credit more available. Is that working?
Well, it didn't work in this case, and that's what's really shaking people up. I spoke to Mark Zandi about this. He's chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com.
I do think we're going to have to see taxpayer money put on the line to go in and buy up mortgage loans and mortgage securities. And it can be done in a way that would not bail out investors or borrowers, but at least provide some stability to the market.
So there we have Zandi, who says taxpayers are going to have to get involved in some sort of bailout. And if we don't, it's going to end up costing us even more money.
Thank you, Janet. And I hope you feel better soon. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.